taita ita hola zimpapo muhle ndinogamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki chirongwa the connection lilami ikamalami ngu Mike Hove zimpapo muhle welcome to our youth forum, our one and only youth forum, Studio 7's very own program that discusses anything and everything youth related, especially when we're talking about abantu abasakhulayo abadabuka eZimbabwe. Today is Tuesday, the 5th of March, 2019. Welcome, Zimbabwe Luhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Welcome, Zimbabwe. Once again, tinomgamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Lamhlanje is Tuesday, mhlaka 5 ka March 2019. Welcome to you all. Today on our program, we give focus to amalunga edalele parliamente. Our members of parliament, njalo, those that belong to the MDC, of course, njalo, some members of the civic society groups that have been, I guess for lack of a better word, we'll say, have faced clampdown. Based on certain conversations and certain reports that have come out, we've seen Uguti, Zimbabwe's 25-year-old youngest member of parliament, Joanna Mamombe, was recently arrested. Today, we also heard reports of Charlton Wende being arrested. We've heard reports of people such as Tendai Biti, who also faced arrest at some stage and point. All of this was something that started on the 14th of January 2019, this year. And I remember Zimbabwe Muhle once tackled this issue when we were talking about the clampdowns on, of course, at that time, it was mainly focused on activists and civic society groups. Now it seems to have extended to amalunga edalele parliamente, to people who are part of the MDC. Like I've said, ofana people such as Mjare Joanna Mamombe, Taona Onasi Futi, Tanzwava Charlton Wende, Ndivango Foot, Vakasungwa. So, like I said earlier on, Zimbabwe Muhle, amongst the individuals recently arrested is the youngest member of parliament, Joanna Mamombe. The 25-year-old is the representative of Harare West in parliament, and she's currently facing subversion charges and is in remand as we speak, pending trial, which is to be 2 weeks exactly from today, which is going to be on the 19th of March 2019. Until then, Mamombe's lawyers are trying to get her out on bail. Now, for those that don't know, the allegations, and I quote, I'm reading this out from different news outlets, the allegations are that the opposition lawmaker addresses a press conference at a civic center in Marlborough on the 14th of January, where she called on citizens to engage in acts of civil disobedience with the intention of removing a sitting government through unconstitutional means. Those are the allegations. That's not what Tina Njenga and Studio 7 are saying. However, during this press conference, we also had the opportunity of watching the press conference, and this press conference is available on Twitter for those that don't have. Unfortunately, we couldn't broadcast it because we didn't have the rights to broadcast this. We don't know whose video it came from. Mamombe is heard echoing the sentiments. Mamombe is calling for a peaceful march on the due on the 17th of Jan 2019. Now, this was what came out from the press conference that government is, of course, saying, well, she was pushing for civil disobedience to unseat a current government. How this is grounds for treason, we're not sure, but I'm hoping my panelists will provide clarity on what's going on. +12026192077 is the number to call if you're looking to join us today. Go to sikhona njalo ku WhatsApp on +12024650319. Pamasayisayi edu anoti 909 medium wave frequency 4930 6065, uyezwe pa 15460 kilohertz pa shortwave. Abafisa ukubukela ku internet sikhona ku www.voashona.com, www.voandevelet.com, sikhona njalo ku www.voastudio7.com. However, for our Facebook fanatics, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages as we speak. VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Njalogu VOA Studio 7. So Zimbabwe Muhle, please share the program. Faganama likes. balana ama comments abafisa ungena kuhlelo wadopinda mchirongwa nyora ima number ipapo tisha kufonerai. So let's make sure ukuthi Zulukandaba we share the program so that we watch the program ngobunengi bethu with our family friends wanopinda mchirongwa so that hama zenyu zinonzwa ukuthi mama uri pachirongwa cheve chidiki muina Mike Hove Zimbabwe nduse pinda mchirongwa.
Eita, 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 hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
Ingoma ka DJ Skyver uthi imali yekolo. We appreciate you letting us use your song, DJ Skyver. Check him out on iTunes. For those that are looking to look for his music, make sure you follow him on social media. Kodwa ngibona of course sekuqalile izinto sesiqalile. The program is already getting hot. Ngibona ama comments asengenile. Uthalita TC Dube uthi first u blessing yahuma uthi second. UNelson Rua is already commenting uthi it's treason, treason, treason instead of jobs, jobs, jobs. I saw someone was putting a crying face. Uishwal Kauzuani uthi no one is safe in Zimbabwe. That's why I am forced in exile. Get strong, Joe. Freedom is around the corner. Uthi freedom is coming tomorrow. Ayengenani kuhlelo pinda imchirongwa Zimbabwe omuhle. @BigMike3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram if you're looking to converse with me. The conversation goes beyond this hour, but for today, debate for right now, with, for the next couple of minutes, for the next hour, let me say that. Gatsangane panapapa VOA Shona, we're also on VOA Ndebele, Uyezepa VOA Studio 7. But before we dive into today's topic, let's hear what MDC Whip Prosper Mtseami has to say about the charges laid on the 25-year-old lawmaker.
This is a sad situation we're having today. And it's a sad day for us as the members of parliament representing the MDC Alliance.
Yes.
Then at the same time, we need to appreciate that the level of arbitrary arrests, the level of trumped up charges, which the ordinary person is suffering out there, more so the citizens. Today we are here, trumped up charges. Honorable Joanna Mambombe.
Yes, yes.
It's a sad day for us as a family, and it's a sad day for democracy. Bearing in mind that we had a situation whereby we were told then that we're moving into a new dispensation. But we're actually saying that this kind of dispensation, so-called dispensation, is the actual worse situation than a scenario when we had Robert Mugabe as the president of this country. All the same, you have to take note that when Honorable Joanna Mumbua was arrested, he was on parliamentary duty, and she had just finished her business of parliamentary duty. At the same time, she had not yet been excused from the business of parliament and was on her way back to parliament to meet the family. Then that's when these 8 bodied men with 3 vehicles, the Fortuna trucks, the diesel being used, they took her all the way from Nyanga to here. And this is against the requirements of the Constitution with regard to detention and arrest. And when she got arrested, the charges were not preferred against her, only to be told of the charges when she had come all the way to Harare Central, maybe 7 hours later after the arrest. So it's a sad day, but we look forward that we will not live down the struggle for the people of Zimbabwe to be free, and we will not leave the legacy of our President Morgan Richard Tsvangirai, which was left to us, being led by Honorable Chamisa. We'll move on, and I believe Honorable Joamana Mumbe will be free to meet the constituents and to represent the people. It's a sad day for her, but she's a strong woman, and I'm very sure that she'll pass through this stage.
All right, well, Zimbabwe Muhle, you heard there from MDC Whip. We are commenting to high local Gwenzagalayo. It's not right. It's not right. It's not right. Lina Litin, na local Gwenzagalayo, Zimbabwe. Genan Gutello, +12026192077. Lima Kotinjalu, Liakonu, Bala, Imilaizelo on our Facebook pages. In your Ima comments, I'm going to be reading them live as we speak. However, helping me tackle this issue tonight, I have the founder of Open Nepali, Umnumzana Umunya Blogo, joining me live via Skype from Zimbabwe. Thank you so much. Welcome, welcome to our youth program, Munya. I can't seem to hear. Ah, there we go. I got your sound. Once again, welcome, welcome to our program, Munya.
Thank you for having me, Michael. It's a pleasure to be here today.
So let's dive straight into it, Munya. You are one of the individuals who was tackling this issue on the ground, reporting everything as it comes. This dates back to elections. Up to today, Open Party is still tackling these issues and reporting everything that's going on in Zimbabwe by the minute as it happens. First of all, as a young person, as a young journalist, I want to thank you for that. What you're doing is exceptional work. Thank you so much for that on behalf of everyone and our listeners.
You're welcome, Mike. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
So my first question to you, Munya, is you mainly focus on issues that are with regards to parliament. We saw, like I said, Mzwade Joanna Mamombe. You heard the lawyer himself. He said, Mzwade Mamombe was arrested whilst on parliamentary duty. How is this something that affects her duties on a day-to-day basis? Is there anyone that stands in to help her with her duties whilst the, I guess, government is at her neck?
Not exactly. Once she's arrested, her seat is vacant in Parliament. She also sits in the Education Committee, if I remember correctly, and she was actually the acting chair of that portfolio committee. So it also stands to hamper the work that Parliament is doing, and you know it reduces the number of MPs that can have oversight over certain ministries. Mm-hmm. So it reduces the oversight role that Parliament has, and it weakens an already weak Parliament.
Now, Nyaye Munya has been a continuation. Akaske Kutanga, where we've seen members of Parliament being clapped down on. We also saw earlier on, like I had said, Ndambo Udzawate, we once had this program. This is not the first time. This has been an ongoing conversation. Muna January, we saw, instead of it be focus being placed on my opposition MPs, we saw focus was being placed on my activists and civil society groups. Pastor Eva Chisungwa Naofut. How is this something that's affecting the way Parliament is operating? Says Rotukwanoji. Unfortunately, this is all these people that are being clamped down on and arrested are members of Parliament who so happen to belong to the MDC.
I think it disrupts what Parliament is supposed to do, and it diverts the focus to this. Earlier today, Parliament was on a break all along, and it just resumed today. And one of the comments that Selai Bitu stood up to say today in Parliament was to call out the government on these arbitrary arrests. So instead of the Parliament focusing on the many laws that need to be aligned to the Constitution, okay. You know, we find ourselves focusing on these issues of like arrest and detention and state apparatus using persecution by prosecution and arresting to investigate and not actually investigating the cases. Mm-hmm. So we find that most of these cases end up falling apart when they get to the magistrate's court or when people apply to the high court. You mentioned Pastor Ivan, his case fell apart when he went to the high court. So you find that there's very little evidence of these cases ever reaching or ever finding a conviction when they are presented before the courts. Most of the cases they are dismissed, especially the one that under the same charge that Joanna Mamu is facing. Mm-hmm. So you find that instead of us focusing on the bread and butter issues that the Parliament should be doing, we are now having a polarized Parliament that is now arguing over who's been arrested, why they've been arrested, and the ordinary people of Zimbabwe and the young people of Zimbabwe are the ones who are facing the brunt of the problems that we are in now.
All right, perfect. Munya, let me just hold you onto the line. Look, can you just hold on for 1 second and then I'll come back to you. Let me just take our first call and then I'll come back to you in 1 second, all right? Okay. All right. Ngiyezwa njalo Zimbabwe muhle ukuthi thine mthereri we have a caller ecingweni. Khola mlaleli usungenile kuhlelo Mapinda Mchirongwa The Connection. Zuri kufamba era ripa runare ndiyani.
Albert.
Mkoma Albert zuri kufamba.
Kufamba zizeni.
Ah mushe. Saka muri kutifondera muri kupi?
Kubulawayo.
Yes, right. Perfect mkoma Albert. Saka nyairi mgango nasi mayanzwa. Muri kunzwa ukuthi ma MPs akafana na Joanna Mamombe uyezwe nasi va Charlton Wende nao vasungwa. Nema wondrenyu, what is going on munyika? Zviri right here zviri kuitika.
Zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kunaka. Nekuti mhosva yavo chaiyo ndeyi.
Well, ndakuti vamamombe, muzvare mamombe vari kunzi aiwa, ivo vanga vachida kupidigura hurumende. Uyezve nawo futi vaCharlton Wende vakanzi panyaya iyaya yakatanga muna January paye pakaitika violence munyika vanhu vachinoratidzira vaHwende uyezve muzvare mamombe ndivo vari kupomerwa mhosva izvi zvichinzi aiwa ndimi vakaudza vanhu kuti mubude munoita zhowezhowe munopunza zvinhu nezvinhu zvakadaro.
Asi tikatarisa muzvare mamombe vakaposta video clip yavo makamboiona.
Hongu ndakaiona.
Vari kuti ndavaiti peaceful demonstration. Saka ndifungise kuti vaiva nechiviri yekupidigira hurumende.
Saka nemaondero enyu mukoma chii chofanira kuitika kuti aiwa nyika iendere mberi sezvo zvamuri kutaura kuti aiwa muzvare mamombe iwo she pushed for peaceful protest. And I'm assuming nemi womuri kuti vaHwende vanga vasina nyaya nemaondero enyu chii chofanira kuitika nekuti mhosva iripo kapa table apa.
Vanofanira kuva vanhu ava vari kupomerwa mhosva vanofanira kuti vamirirwe namabhota epasi rose kana zvichidira kuti ongorore nyaya iyo yakanaka iye zvinobuda kwachena mumatare zvinova zvinoita kuti vasunungurwe vavewo nerusununguko nekuti takatarisa muzvare mamombe vatonzi vaenda kurimandi zvikambova 19 zvinova zvinopisa kotero dzavanhu saka dai vaigonina national code yaipindira kuti zvigadzike.
Okay. Aiwa mukoma Alfred matizvita ndi Albert kana ndi Alfred matizvita ndi Albert here kana Alfred.
Alfred.
Oh Alfred. Ah alright mukoma Alfred thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi handiti mukoma mudzoke next week handisi. Zvinoka ndapa ndiyamuzwa munumzana uAlfred umlaleli wetsu ukhona ngale kobulawayo uyasho kuti hayi ngombono wake hayi akula ndaba la uti unkosazana uMamombe yena he's one of the people owathola ithuba lokubukela ividiyo yakhe ushilo uAlfred ukuthi ngombono wakhe hayi uMamombe akalacala ngenxa yokuthi hayi umzwile uMamombe esithi hayi Zimbabwe omuhle ikakhulukazi izakhamizi zesigaba sakhe iHarare West uthi ephumani ngobunengi liyotshengisela kodwa asifuni ingxabangxoza asifuni umsindo asifuni ukuthi abantu bashayane sifuna ukuthi izinto ziyenzwe in a peaceful manner. So yena uthi lokho kwenziwa nguhulumende lokho kwenziwa amacourt badlalisa imali badlalisa isikhathi lina lithini ngalokho kwenzakalayo sithinteni zulukandaba +12026192077 yoni number la yethu sithinteni bhalani njalo ama-comments ku-Facebook lethu kukhasi lethu le-Facebook i-VOA Ndebele kodwa kuhlelo lamhlanje we have the editor and founder of Open Parley umnumzana uMunya Bloko. Munya, I'm coming back to you. Are you still on the line?
I'm still here, mate.
Perfect. So, Munya, you are on the ground as these things develop. And I saw Open Parley was there when Muzvare Mamombe was detained a couple of days ago and when she was taken to court. What exactly is going on as we proceed forward? How is her case going to unfold?
I think after she was remanded earlier, the lawyers being represented by Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights opted to apply to the High Court for a bail application, for an urgent bail application, which is normally the procedure if you follow all the cases. So it's likely that if the High Court hears the bail application, she might have a chance, maybe put out on bail. It might be out of remand sooner than we think. But if the bail application doesn't go through, we might have to pick this up on March 19th.
So she would stay within remand until the 19th of March?
Yes. Yes, now, she'd stay in remand until the 19th.
This case has been something that's happened time and time again. And usually, like you said, just like what the caller is saying, they feel like it's a waste of time, it's a waste of money, it's a waste of government resources. Earlier on, you touched on Parliament. What's the best way to move forward in times like this? Like you said earlier on, government could be doing better things than clamping down on these MPs. How, as a nation, are we supposed to move forward from this?
I think it's a very difficult question right now because we have a very polarized political space. So mm-hmm. I think one of the things that normally helps in this type of situation is citizens and young people getting out and voicing their concerns, you know, calling their MPs and saying, you know, we don't think this is right. We don't think that you guys are spending enough time doing the right things. And I think we saw it when the MPs spent a lot of time earlier this year or late last year, when they were spending a lot of time debating about issues that have nothing to do with young people. Young people call them out on, you know, focusing on their perks. And that made the government, you know, retract and realign and focus its attention on what was there. So I think young people have a voice. If we let these issues go, they will continue. But if we come out and voice our concern over the lack of a political will within the Parliament of Zimbabwe and voice our concern about what is happening to these MPs, mm-hmm. then I think you will see a reaction from the government that is proper. But also, I think we have to be aware that the government has already highlighted that it is blaming the MDC for the protests that happened in January. So we shouldn't be surprised that this crackdown is happening there. Mm-hmm. The MDC is being blamed for the crackdown that happened. So mm-hmm. I think it's now a question of MDC and ZANU-PF also coming together and having dialogue. It seems like these two parties, that they are in the same parliament, but they struggle to when it comes to them talking to each other mm-hmm. in a constructive manner. The space is very polarized, and I think it needs to be stopped, really.
And now, my last question to you, Munye, and then I might have to let you go because my next guest is already queued up. It seems as though this crackdown is not something that's just sticking around for MPs and civic society. We also saw Gonyet, just the other time, was arrested. She was also arrested for a skit that she did. What's supposed to happen now that everyone is just within the targeting range over something that happened over the 14th of January?
I think this is a strategy that we've seen being used by the government or by the states over the years, even during the Robert Mugabe era, where they just arrest people mm-hmm. to investigate and prosecute and use the court system to prosecute people and to instill fear. So I think some of the arrests are just arbitrary and, you know, just meant to divert people's attention from the core issues and, you know, to instill a level of fear. But I think people should not be afraid of speaking up and doing the right things and calling out the government on where it's going wrong. And I think systems are abused when citizens do not voice their concern. Mm-hmm. So I think it's the duty of every citizen to voice their concern and to speak out and to hold their elected officials to account, especially the MPs that they voted for. They have a right and a mandate to call them and to ask them what they are doing and why they are allowing this to go on.
Mm-hmm. All right, Munye Plogo, founder of Open Party, thank you so much for joining us in our program tonight, and thank you so much for letting us use your footage. You guys are rock stars for that.
All right, awesome, guys.
All right, cheers. Keep up the good work, bud.
Cool.
Right, Zulukandaba le mzile umnumzana uMunye Plogo, kodwa ngiyezwa njalo ndirukunzwa zwekare ukuthi thine umuwe mthererisi lo munye umlaleli cingweni. Mlaleli, khola mapinda mchirongwa, selingenile kuhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Hobe, okhulumayo ecingweni ngubani. Hello, khola.
Hello, Oil.
Yes, Mkoma, ariparu nare ndiyani?
Isimbarashi kakati Oil Gweru.
Mkoma, Simbarashi ku Gweru, andis?
Yes.
Zuru kufambe, ere ku Gweru kwa muru?
Simbarashi mbrada, isimbarashi kwa Gweru.
Saka mkoma sambarashi nyayeri mo mkango mainzwa, tuze o maonre nyi?
Anangu
Simba. Simba rashi. Hausi kunzwika zvakanaka. Ndachikumbira kuti usendere pafoni yako nekuti hausi kunzwika zvakanaka.
Okay, nangiti hurumende iripo ine uori kuti iri kuvhungisa maMP kuti ari kuvaponza zvavari kuda kutry iteyo munyika. Kozi vanhu vari kuvanikisa kusungwa vanhu vanga chimatarikira kusora zvachita munyika. Kuda kudaro manje akusunga zvakaita pana tsanga ipaya.
Mukoma Simba foni yenyu ikai.
Hello.
Makunzwika zvakanaka. Musa don't move. Garai pamutori ipapo. Chidzokorerai zvamamuchitaura mukoma.
Okay. Sore ndachiti hurumende yedu ine nzira yekuti vanovhundisira kuindipidhia munhu ikaingana kuti aopposes zvinoita hurumende yavo. Vanotokuvanudze kuto kusvibisa na kusunga kuti vakuvhiringidze zvavakaita pana president paya ichiri pana paya vakazima
kumusvibisaaa.
Saka muritobvumirana nemaonero amunyablog aya ekuti aiwa zviri kuitwa nehurumende izvi hanzi mafear tactics aya.
Ndo chokwadi chiripi nenzira yekuvhundisira vanhu kuti vasabhura kuti vaone chakanaka vaone chakangoipa chete.
Saka chindiudzaiwo kamukoma Simba, chii chofanira kuitika kuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi, tisaite nyaya idzi dzekutambisa mari, focusing on my cases apa hurumende iri kuita zvokusunga maMP ari kunzi nevanhu havana nyaya.
Dai tinyari nations dzine yatindira bhozi munomo dainoende kungoti vakada vapisa ndi vanaita mindi unoura iyo. Sakadai inari nations dzine yatidetsera munomo akatooma.
Manje nemaondero enyu UN inozobatsira seiko?
UN inobatsira pakuti dai nzira yekuti amune maoko seleaders esutanashanisa kuti vachinge vatvaudza nemadzemosenati kuti aya akuna kupindira bcause maclear dzemosechenzira
right. Mukoma Simba, foni yenyu yakunetsa zvekare asi musaita maita zvinari pasi. And no more mubvunzo. Manzwa guest wedu uyu abva kubuda muchirongwa uyu munyablogo achiti hanzi one of the most important things chinofanira kuitwa nezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe is you must hold ma MP enyu accountable. Muchivabvunza kuti aiwa nyaya ikai yezviri kuitika munyika iyi tiri kunzwa kuti muri kunetswa hatisi kuzvifarira. Imi wenyu MP makambomuapproacha here muchimuudza nyaya idzi kuti hatisi kufara nezviri kuitika munyika, uyezve MP yenyu munombomuziva here?
Ndinomuziva chaisi.
Saka chitiudza MP yenyu ndiani mukoma?
MP wenyu
Chibaya. Okay, right. Makambotaura here vasibaya ndini ndive MDC futi. Saka have you you guys approached vasibaya muchivaudza kuti aiwa vasibaya tiri kuona zvekuitwa, nyaya yakatanga muna 14 January tiri kunzwa kuti you guys are being targeted, hatisi kufara nezvazvo, can you guys bring it up muparliament, muudze hurumende kuti aiwa hatisi kufara nezviri kuitika?
Chibaya mutori mukoma, takusangatene nezvisina Chibaya asi tinovaudza bhatiizvi vakataura kusoro uku vanenge vachihazvi vanenazvo vanhu vaya vakaoma kusoro.
Saka nemaondero enyu vanenge vachitsamisa nguva
ati kuzamupeva zamupeva ndiro kutodhiraivha ndabatana pazimbabwe yose kuti kutizvi manations adoreiiel saka kutosimba vandei mazimbabwe ndabatana tadeposita zvakatosimba anhuvaziziakura kutazichenje bcause asina izvozvo hakuna chinobuda.
Aiwa mukoma Simba rashe takunzwa zvakanaka. Muve nezuva rakanaka mukoma. Right, zulukandaba limzwile omunye umlaleli wethu umnumzana uSimba rashe ubekhona ecingweni uthi hayi one UN must intervene, uthi hayi ngombono wakhe ubona ngani lokho kwenzekalayo I has to stop, ubona ngani i-UN ingangenela, it might help. Ngiphinde ngambuza ngathi ayi limzwile umnumzana omunye abhlogo, he touched on indaba yokuthi izizalwane zezimbabwe ikakhulukazi abantu abaphila ezimbabwe should hold ama-MPs abo accountable, bebatshela ukuthi ayi thina were not happy ngalokho okwenzekalayo ngikhaya, kumele liyokhuluma labanye benu kuphalamende so that you guys bring it up in a government. Ngiphinde ngambuza uSimba rashe, yena uSimba rashe ukuthi hayi njengoba i-government yona is full of ZANU PF, sizabe sihlala isikhathi lina lithi ngalokho ngenani kuhlelo kodwa ecingweni ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi we have our second guest who is and I'm so excited by this because you know a lot of people keep talking about indaba le dialogue ukuthi abantu abasekela ibandla le Zanu PF njalo abasekela ibandla le MDC should be able to have a conversation about issues like this lamhlanje kuhlelo we have a Zanu PF youth member ehlelweni he's joining us umnumzana umunashe mdutsa mnashe mnashe usungenele kuhlelo welcome butom
thank you very much how are you
I am super excited to have you on our program chief thank you so much for joining us
okay thank you
so umunashe indaba ekhona egudwini uyizwile my first question to you as a Zanu PF youth individual, what is your take on everything that's happening towards our MDC MPs up to date?
There's nothing I can look at it. I mean, I'm a challenge. Lezi jeso zomthetho lesandla somthetho uhambelana lezinto ezazizenzekile especially around the January 14 activities that saw people looting, burning cars and even beating a police officer to death. So what we are seeing now is not necessarily what we want to pursue and maybe it's a child of opposition or good target. It's just a lot with cost.
Kodwa mnumzana you've heard and I'm not sure if you've taken a look at some of the videos that have circulated on social media for example a press conference eka Joanna Mamombe where she was talking one of the things she talks about is she's saying with guys asiphumeni ngobunengi bethu siyotshengisela sitshengisa uZulu ukuthi we're not happy with everything that's going on in the country however she reinforces and she tells people time and time again ukuthi asitshengiseleni yebo let's protest kodwa it must be a peaceful protest so how do we get to a stage and point whereby she's being charged with trying to ukususa uhulumende kababo Emerson Mnangagwa.
Uyabona ukuthi nokukhona lapha nje. We understand that section 59 ye constitution yacho sibili ukuthi every citizen has the right to demonstrate.
Yebo.
But yacho futhi njalo on that same section ukuthi i demonstration yankhona kumele ibe peaceful. That demonstration in the enjoyment of that right you should not infringe on the rights of other people. I think that should be a basic fact. And what we saw, especially with January 14 to 16, we saw that it was no longer a demonstration which was peaceful. It was no longer a demonstration or a petition which was peaceful. That was violence. It was through investigation. That's why Engabo Chang, I'm 17, or 18. It shows that the police have been investigating. And because they've been investigating, so the city has cut into the requirements with high, so the information is in I-70. Remember, you don't arrest you investigate, but you investigate to arrest. So they investigated, and now we are in March. They now have a case against it. And maybe, because that's why St. Clever Cosmos raised in the Rankonaka case. It's not which really is the war, simply because it's during those days. She was not arrested after that press conference, was she?
No, that is not correct.
Yes. She was arrested now after they'd investigated.
However, even then, Numzana, I'm not denying the fact that she was arrested after. But umbuzwami is, does the crime fit the charge?
Well, I'm not a lawyer. But what I know is that the court is the one that is going to define whether whatever happened or the press conference can fit into the charge of treason or whatever it is that has been put across. But what we know and what we have been saying as Zanu PF is we got into 2019, the MPC is clear, and they are very clear about the violence. What could we mean about 2019 is a revolutionary year. 2019, and then within 14 days of 2019, so I think our police have had every right to then do what they were doing based on the evidence they have, which maybe probably some of us may not know, but we will hear as the court proceedings go on.
What's the number? I'm not even going to know that I'm not saying touch and then I'll come back to you. I get Mnashe.
No problem.
All right, Mnashe Mthusa, yena he's a Zanu PF youth member. Lina lithini ngalokho kushiwo mnumzana uMnashe. Kodwa ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi silomunye umlaleli lamhlanje amafoni ethu khanya nganashisa. It's hot. Mthereri mthereri khola khola usungenele kuhlelo maphinda mchirongwa ari paru nare ndiyani?
Marietson.
Ndiyani?
Marietson.
Marietson. Zviri kufamba here mukoma?
Fara kwa maradio.
Aiwa, chuk Fara. Saka mkoma mapinda mchirongwa tu zeo kama onre.
Maoni rambi ni ndo kutika na kita saizo juku sunga ma MPs. Kwa ni ndo wachidisa kutiteba kutiwa shande shaganaka bozo. Kwa ni wachona kutiwa wari kushanda zunaita kutiwa tarike chokwadi kuwa. Saka iwa ni wachifaria kutiwa ni wasuwa wanupanisa kuwa na chokwadi.
Chokwadi chakadi mgo?
Chokwadi che zunenge zuchitika munga wa mkushanda kwe urumende. Nibasaro sila wangu wachitari pale ya mende. Ndiyo maoni ya ndoita.
Saka mambonzo wao guest wedu kutanga anonzi munya blogo ya notion ane company yake anonzi open pali. Achita aywa ni maondro hake ka this issue is something that's happened time and time again. And anota aywa anzi sunu zagafa ingori distraction instead of focusing munenya ziri serious zirugitika muhurumende imno vumira ni maondro hake.
Ndiwa vumira na nazono kuti kana wachita saizo zino pakutu sabasari hurumende suri.
Saka ni maondro nyuma chii chofa ukuitika ni makesi zakadai.
Makesi zakaita sisi haifana kumira because hapana chinga samba murumende kwa sika mwa chinga ina kundo basari pale ya mende. Aka distribuwa sunu zino pa kuti basari duke suri iye vanyu wakasarudwa na vanyu kutuwa mirivi vanyu kupali ya mende wakarapa vungo sungu. Awachina nguwa ya kutiwa ene zuchemo shwe ma constituents awari kuti wapanse kwa narubati siku kana wati wapanse kuhunda wati kufambishwa pe.
Aywa
sunu sunu distribu waka wanda.
Aywa mkoma ndakunza wa shakanaka. Thank you so much nukupinda mchirongo andes. Mudzo ke next week pachirongwa chino chirongwa ndechenyi lapha le amuzo umlaleli uthi hayi ngombono wakhe lokhu kwenziwa nguhulumende bathi bahlalisa imali bathi kumele they must stop ukudlalisa imali ikahulumende nje ikakhulukazi njengoba kungela imali vele elizweni ukuthi they must focus on stop trying to distract abantu wathi ngibuyele kumnashe sizwe ukuthi yena uthini ngalokho Mnashe.
Yes.
Right, so my earlier guest, Mnumzana, Munya Blogo, who is the founding of Open Parley, he said, this cases such as Le Ega Johanna Mamombe, it's not the first time where someone has been charged with such a charge, and it's been thrown out, and time again, this has happened. We saw the same thing happen, Lopasta E, now it's happening to Johanna, and most likely is to happen time and time again with other people who are coming through. Do you not feel with Nanjengo Munto Musha this is just a waste of money?
Well, you could say that if you look at it with other eyes, but then try and look at it in the eyes of the victim. Try to look at it in the context of umuntu wachiseli stolo. Try ukukhangela in the context of ugogo wachaywayo efuna ukuhamba emsebenzini. Try and look at it in the context of that worker who was supposed to go to work but was blocked and ikhombi yakhe yachishwa ayahamba ngayo.
Simply
because wayefuna emsebenzini. It had nothing to do with the. So look at it in the context of the victim also. Have they not yet seen the justice of what happened in January? They are happy. Most of your callers and MP Abochiwe. I think that's the wrong way of looking at it. Because Ngadama MP Abochiwe, EMP is just a title. I voted last year.
Amongst the individuals who have been taken to court and tried, such as Abo Biti and Uchoana Mamombe, amongst those, none of them have actually been caught on record. Actually, the Kutaz Abantu Uti, let's go out there and burn Izinto. In actual fact, they are caught on record where it's Tina, we want a peaceful protest. So how do you then take account and say, okay, some people such as that deserve what they're getting or should go through the court case? And secondly, how are you dating this back to the protest itself?
Well, you should understand that SSU, maybe it's just that we are trying to play this in the court of public opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And that opinion can go either way. Abantu bengathi wrong, abantu bengathi right. But what is important right now is to then follow the case. She's with another prosecutor, what is it that they are holding on? It's not really evidence which leads on this change. This is indeed treason of Owen Zagalai. Then let the court do what it's supposed to. But mm-hmm. there's no evidence. Obviously, so that would be a waste of taxpayers' money. And you, Joanna Mamondialo, as MP, she has every right then to sue the state, which, no, you wasted my time, you put my name, she has every right to do that. But let's allow for the rule of law. And yes, she can allow it. So now, rule of law in Zimbabwe. No rule of law. You go to Monaka Fundi, and that is why I can't investigate. I'm not sure why I went from a police to investigate. I'm not sure what I'm going to do.
But Munashi, for what reason are you refusing to look at them in the landscape who are representatives or member of parliament? Because realistically speaking, that's what they are, and it so happened that a lot of them are being targeted towards Ibandele MTC.
Yeah, it's true really, but you should understand that Ibandele MTC alliance, Dilama MPs, Agako Maninga Kul, I'm MPs.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the MPs are actually the leaders within the outfit called MTC Alliance. By the way, I've got a potential. It was just an alliance for the election.
Mm-hmm.
So other than MP, you are a party leader, Ankon. So it's just a coincidence that when I'm not believing I'm an MP, you are a believer in Shamova, you are a leader, Ankon. But we have seen them being arrested. There are some other and that won't give us a much about for that. But it's, of course, it becomes national news. It becomes national news because she's supposedly the youngest MP. But that doesn't matter in the eyes of the law, whether you are the youngest MP or you were elected by our match court. The court will prove who I'm not against you as a person. I'm against the principle of trying to use the title to defend if you stand
them. Let me just have you hold on the line for one more second, and then I'll come back to you.
Okay.
Yes, wanjalo Zulukandaba sitshelene imibono yenu. Mbona ama comments ayangena. I'll get to your comments in 1 second, Zulukandaba. Don't worry, keep writing your comments. Thank you so much labo ababhalayo ama comments. Kodwa ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi silo omunye umlaleli, wathi sithatha umlaleli, and then we'll go back to umnumzana umnashe. Hopefully we're trying to get our other guest, uPride Mkono, so hopefully he'll be with us very soon. Ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi uPride ukhona, kodwa wathi ngithatha umlaleli first. Khola mtheri mapinda mchirongo ari paru nare ndiyani. Kolu kone kwenye?
Magadi.
Tripo mama magadi enyu?
No fara, nime mshia ngo kwa boyera kwa mrambinda.
Kuri seiko kwa mrambinda?
Kwa mrambinda kuru kupisa.
Mati zita ndiani?
Mae mshangwe.
Right, mae mshangwe nyairimu mkangwe, mainzwa, tiwo nzoewo kama onre enyu?
Ini maone rangu ndiye kuti tamponzi wati chema wakudzi anzi iti zhirangu zhuri kuti wawalu ufumi zhino kanganisa Zimbabwe. Iyo kano wachifunga wawari koku parliament wachizu wakutu wanwaru kwa wasi kubatuwa shakana kata amai mamombe hao. Wariku ndo wanda kupidigula uru mendi. Ino ngoramba shingo da kupidigula waega ni wanu iwa uere kana wachiramba wachungo sungwa. Wanengu wachitere shirango zacho shichatiswa ere nikuti isu zaata wopache na kuti wanwari mzanu pefwane umbimbi ndoka. Ukungo takuramba waripo. Plus, zvinenge zvichikanganisa vanhu vanenge vakasarudza vanhu ivavo kuti vavamiririre kunzvimbo dzavari. Nekuti vamiririri wavo vanenge vachigara vari mudambudziko. Havana zvichemo zvavanosvitsa kupariamendi kwacho kuti zvigadzirise matambudziko ari muZimbabwe. Nekuti kodzero dzevanhu dzinenge dzichingotyorwa. Zvese zvinenge zvichingotaurwa vanenge vachingoti sepanabva kutaura achiti hanzi akafira Zimbabwe. Ndatocheva kuti akaifira sei iye ari kutotaura pamhepo asi ari kuti akaifira. Saka zvinoreva kuti vanoda kudya wega. Wakatoifira wacho havana chavakawana, kunyange vana vavo havana chavakawana kubvira muna 1980 nanhasi vanhu vari kungochema, vari kuurayiwa. Iki tinototya chero kutaura pamhepo zvatiri kuita. Kutaridza kuti hatina kodzero dzedu dziri kuchengetedzwa. Ngavachengetedze kodzero dzevanhu nekuteerera zvido zvevanhu nekuita zvido zvevanhu. kuti iyo warikuitawo zvirango zvacho zveupfumi waone kuti chokwadi vanhu vari pachigaro vamunangagwa nevanhu vavo vari muparliamendi vane chido nevanhu manje vanhu vacho varida kutouraya wese vongosara vari kuparliamendi nevezano vacho vanongoshungurudzwa saka varida kutonga anhu ndomubvunzo wangu kuti vari kuteerewa zvirango zviri kuiswa kwavari zviri kukanganisa upfumi havasi kuchengetedza kodzero dzevanhu iyo wega havasi kuzviona pachi zvavo here ndokuchema kwangu ikoko kwekuti havasi kunyeperwa zvavari kuita zvese chitori chokwadi chavanoziva uyezve ndakanzwa munangagwa pavaitora mhiko yavaipiwa vachipika kuna mwari mwari wacho vari kuti chifananidzo here kana kuti ivo vari kutotonga zvese vanhu namwari nekuti dai vaitya mwari zvimwe zvinhu zvavanoburi vachitaura vachiti vanhu havasi kuurayiwa vanhu tiri kuchengetedza dai vachitya kuzvitaura saka zvinoreva kuti tsitsi rudo runyararo muzimbabwe hamuna ndosakei tiine nzara tichitambudzika upfumi hurimo asi hatigoni kuushandisa nekuti tsitsi kune vamwe vedu hapana runyararo muzimbabwe hamuna rudo hamuna zvese hapana chirimo saka tinosunungurwa ngurini vanoda kutibatsira vacho vanouya here kuzotibatsira vanoda kuisa mabhizinesi vanouya here kuzoita mabhizinesi avo muzimbabwe mune unhu hwakadai nekuti vane maembasi avo ari muzimbabwe ndovanenge vachitaura kuti nhasi vanhu mapurisa atora vanhu pakati musoja akamira pakati vanhu vaitiwa zvakati ndovanenge vachitoendesa mashoko chero vakadzima indaneti vanenge vachingonyora kuti muzimbabwe mune zvakati muzimbabwe vanhu vari kurohwa vanhu vari kushungurudzwa zvinhu zviri kukwira hapana anouya muno muzimbabwe nekuti tsitsi rudo runyararo hamuna zvichikonzerwa neivo vari kumusoro wacho wese ivavavo
aiwa ndakunzwa zvakanaka mai mushangwe thank you so much nekupinda muchirongwa mama
notenda
hai zulaka ndaba liyamuzwa umai mshangwe ukhona ngale ebuhera kodwa let's check ukuthi abantu bathini makhasini ethu apa pa VOA shona ndikuona pana vakennedy masiye vari kuwava vari kuti aivada kupinda muchirongwa vamasiye musatye tichakutsvagai kuti tikupinze muchirongwa usunboy moloiso ari kuti zimbabwe yakaramba kare and will never be okay kusvika tafa but vamasiye vari kudzokorora zvakare he keeps trying aiwa vamasiye musatye tichakutsvagai pasmo chidoko ari kuti mukoma avo he doesn't know anything he doesn't want to defend all he wants to do is defend his party but that is what they're doing is very bad hanzi izvi zviri kutaurwa izvi na guest wedu aiwa vamututsa hanzi we don't agree with you Kennedy Mfie, I see you to super link comment. Tichakutsvagai mukoma tichakupinzai tichakufondera izvezvi. Just stay bear with us for 2 seconds. Asambeni kukhasi letu VOA Ndebele. Ngibona uVirginia Macebo is watching with us. Virginia, thank you so much. Ngongena kuhlelo uEdwin Pepe la ukhona. UHassan Davidson uthi yeah, we're watching your program. I think Mama Kupe, she must speak out and now her sister uLinda Masarira. Lolo mbono ka Hassan cool ruler penny uti le ndoda into ayikhulumayo ngayazi why amasotsha yavalala abantu engaboshwa very relevant question ukhoni mpala book uti ask this caller that how is it that amasotsha lamapolisa who shot and killed abantu bebangiboshwanga I samudinga so that we bring him back into the program. Unfortunately, we lost him at Tengweni, but we're going to try to get him back to see ukuthi yena uthini ngalokho elikushiwo, lokho elikukhulumayo. Kodwa asameni kukhasi lethu le VOA Shona ama comments maningi maningi ngempela. UFaith Cutler ukhona ehlelweni uthi we need to put things into perspective and analyze who called for stairways. Was it the opposition? It so happened ukuthi it wasn't opposition kodwa this thing was started benhlanganiso ye ZCTU and also civic society organizations such as Eat This Flag that's why we found ukuthi la Pastor E was you know according to this and other members of the ZCTU uFaith uphinde uHudson uthi Hans, aka brainwasher, Hans, this is what you're asking, bro, Mike. It seems as though people are not really in favor of Uloko Wushu and Umunashe, but we're going to try to get him back on our program. CJ Rockstone, which is ZANU PF must fall, he doesn't seem to be. in favor of Loko Ushio Ngusakulayo, Webandele ZANU PF, Utalita TC, Dube Uti next time, bring in two guests, one from MDC, one Uwe ZANU, don't bring him back, please. Not in favor of Umunashe. But we're trying to get Upaid Mkono, Yena Ngumunyo Ngusakulayo, who also unfortunately is out in the diaspora. He was one of the individuals who was looked for. He was also part of pushing a movement there, is there away. So let's hopefully we'll get Umkono Itengweni, and we'll also try here Uti Yena Uti Ningaloko E Gushiwo. Kodwa Zulu kandaba lina lithini ngalokho okwenziwa nguhulumende, lithini ngalokho ngamacala khona the case eka Joana Mamombe, njalo siyezwa njalo lamhlanje ukuthi umnumzana uCharlton Wende was another individual who was arrested. Balani ngenani kuhlelo, balani ama comments enu +12024650318 is the number to call. Kodwa ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi lo munye umlaleli, we have a caller parunari caller caller mthiri maphila mshironga zokufambe.
Hello, Baba.
Hey, Zulfambe.
Hi, Ndinani, who say Utano Wedu?
Ah, this was also Baba Aripar Narendiani.
Baba?
Aripar Narendiani.
You are Gumbo.
Aiwa, Hama Yangu Kaim. Baba Mumberengwanis?
Hey. Ah, Ndinukula Kurungwe.
Oh, Amurgu Urungwe. Eva Kumbo Mnotar and Devele Zugarandis?
Ah, ndinotaura bhati ndinenge ndida kuti vari kuno kwandigere vanzwe kuti zvinofamba sei nokuti vazhinji vacho havachinzwi.
Aha, aiwa musati baba, nhasi tinongotema both languages and this.
Yeah,
ndatange ine chona. Eh, vakumbo saka vapinda kamuchirongwa tiudzeyo maonero enyu panyaya yacho kukuru kurasa.
Right, maonero angu andiri kuita inini mukuru panenge pane dambudziko pama member of parliament edapa.
Mhm.
Kana vaenda kuparlament ngavachizwa kuti wavavinga anenge ari mutungamiriri ndiani.
Mhm.
Vachisiya zvokuti ini ndiriwe ZANU ndonga kana kuti wechinyi kana uri bato riti, vavinge zveparlament zvokumiririra isu.
Mhm.
Nokuti kana vonosvika votsvaga ma differences avano addressa vanhu kumararizi aya.
Mhm.
Vomaisa muparlament. Security yomparamendi ndiyo inomasunga nokuti zvavanenge vakuti hazvisiri izvo hazvizvo zvavanenge vane vaninga kunomiririra vanhu.
Mhm.
Havana kuvinga kunotukana.
Mhm.
Ndo zvinofanira kungoziva mamemba oparamendi edu izvozvo, kana mangosiya kupati kwavo vava muparamendi. That's why ichinzi iyo silent in court.
Mhm.
Voteerera zvinenge zvichitaurwa. Wotsumudza ruoko wonzi taura zvaunofunga.
Mm.
Worega kuinda out of topic wombotanga kutoshaudha president aripo president kana kuti chinyi kana kuti titeedzere mataurira anoita maopposition kana vari pamararisa aya, haasiri wanofanira kuindina muparlament.
Mhm.
Ndo maonera andinoita inini.
Mhm. Ngatichitaura ikanendevele vagumbo mukwanisa kudarira.
Ya, nesi ndebele, nisena bona naba wa meli wetu.
Mhm.
E parliament.
Yebo.
Nga sebe ngene, njimzana iteko na e parliament, vachie logo ya na waba kukuluma eva ntuini, because lapana kulo kuchocho veda na ogu nenge nengo unga peliyo.
Mhm.
Ngogu teti sana.
Mhm.
So, ye parliament unga kulumika, maili nga kondanga. Doba singe yeko tina siyaba sila pae makaya, siku wazi kutibaywe kurumani.
Mm-hmm.
So wabaywe siti suwe kwe bodo unga la passport.
Mm. Goto kumbo, wati ngubuze mnumzana.
Iko kumbanza kuna ma MP yetu.
Wati ngubuze mnumzana. Silo kusikutaba lunye. Silo kusikutaba lunye about ama MPs yetu. Enengi labantu aseringenile kuhlelo babona ngani ayi lokhu kwenziwa nguhulumende, baphonga uhlungumeza ama MP akhona ikakhulukazi labo that belong to EMTC abafana labo Joana Mamombe. Wena yini umbono wakho mayelana ngombono kabantu abaseringenile kuhlelo
lapho? Ngingalitshela manga because bengingekho enyanga.
Mm.
Lapho abotshelwe khona ukuthi wakhulumani kumbeni wakhulumani, hayi ngabe ngikhuluma amanga.
Hayi mnumzana, kodwa icala lakhe doesn't date back to umsebenzi wakhe enyanga. Lapho waboshwe enyanga, she was just on parliamentary duties. Kodwa bathi icala lakhe is she's trying to bathi ngesikhiwa in charge of submission, which will see sebe funu keep uhulumele ka mongameli ongekho emthethweni unconstitutionally bathi lokho kwenziwa ngumhla ka 14 yena uJohana Mamombe had a press conference bathi during a press conference leyo bathi ubekhuthaza abantu ukuthi basuse umongameli embusweni wena uthi
singayala nje ukuthi akukhulumanga kumbeni ukukhulumile.
Yeah.
Anti ndiyabona usipata manje wemdizi elelari egwerungali.
Mhm.
Wakhuluma njalo esithi yena sizama ukupa ukhulumende nalo ngamalungilo abantu.
Mhm.
So wena nxa ungMP suka khonapho lapho kuna ma-president kona.
Mhm.
Ungali ngenkulumo yona leyo phakathi kwe-member of parliament because lishanyeni.
Mhm.
Bonke bona labana bamele abantu ukuthi ukuzenzwa ukuthi sesingenisa iMDC sesingenisa izanu ngokuthi yibo kodwa bashupana phela. Mhm. So asikwazi ukuthi yena wakhulumani kulokunyaka ukukhulumileyo okwayenza ukuthi baze bakhumbule okwayizolo. Kwa kuna ngesi ndibeli wapanda ingcwaba nakakhokho wafa kudala.
Hayi kubo ngiyakuzwa kahle mnumzana. Thank you so much mongena uhlelo.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Right, let's move forward. Last 5 minutes, Godwa, I have my last guest of the program, so let's just go straight to him. Mnumzana u Pride Mkhono. Pride, welcome, welcome, welcome. Kuhlelo lethu labasakhula.
Hayi la ngiyathaba ukungena kuhlelo labasakhulayo. Ngiyabonga.
So Pride, when you're also one of the individuals who have been roped in this whole nyaga, this whole mess, ukuthi kulabantu who are trying ukususa umbuso kamongameli ongekho emthethweni, you are now out in the diaspora because you feel ukuthi, you know, your life is at jeopardy and more. Wena yini umbono wakho ngalokho kwenzakalayo ekhaya? Siyezwa ukuthi unkosazana Joanna Mamombe is being kept in remand until the 19th unless she's granted bail. Siyezwa ukuthi lamhlanje umnumzana uCharlton Wende was also arrested. This story has gone on and on and time and time and time. Wena yini umbono wakho ngalokho kwenzakalayo ekhaya?
Okwenzakalayo ekhaya lokho ayisinto entsha. Into esayibona kuvela kudala isenziwa ngohulumende wezanupiyef. Kusukela kusikhathi sikamgabe ngenile khona phana sabona ebulala abantu kubo 1980 kuyigugura hundi sabona kubuya i-2000 ama-farm invasion abantu bechaya bebulawa sabona ku-2008 kanjalo sabona futhi ku-1 August unankagwe esengenile amasotsha edubula abantu ezitaradeni sabona futhi mhlaka 14 kusiyafika mhlaka 16 abantu bebulawa ezitaradeni eHarare nakwamanye ebulako obulawayo emasingo nakwezinye indawo. So lokho okunye kwenzakala kayisento entsha, into ezele iyo enziwa nguhulumende wezanupiyef, nguhulumende olobugqili, nguhulumende olomoya omubi, nguhulumende ofuna ukwethusa abantu lokwabulala. Yikho lokho esikubonileyo nje thina okwenzakalayo. Ngathi nxa ubona uJohana lo ngiyekhulume kancane ngoJohana lo. UJohana thina wabuya kuzinathu engumntwana omncane kakhulu. Wachaza ukukhokhela, wachaza ukuthi abantu hatshi lo ngumuntu okwanisa ukuthi ekhokhele abantu njalo ulothando ulokunaha. Azi wayele ephalamende, ephalamende. The leader ulungumuntu okwaziyo amalungelo akhe. Umuntu lo oqhile sibili ngoba kusokuqala kwantu ukuvota wabota wachaywa samlimaza kodwa nanamhla kulokhelini kufana lathi asikokuqala ukudinga uhulumende lo efuna ukusibulala efuna ukusiquma amakhanda yindlela yabo vele abayenzayo befuna ukwethusa abantu kodwa thina siyana silokho siyinile ekuqinisweni lokuthi hhatshi lokhu kwenziwe eZimbabwe akulunganga lokhu kwenziwe eZimbabwe kumele kulungiswe ilizwe liye phambili ilizwe lifilo le kathe yiwani ilizwe lisondele lomuntu oyedwa ngenabantu bonke abaphila kilo abantu bonke kumele bedle asoze sihlale sithule xa abantu bemishana ngesika
kuphelayo
nje into ekhona esiyibona izenzakala la.
Ngiyakuzwa mnumzana, sekusele 1 minute kuhlelo. Let me ask you your last question, I'd love to hear your responses. Umnasho Mdutsa said ukuthi lokhu kwenziwa nguhulumende is just following the laws of the land. This so happened and ukuthi yena umbona ngani MDC uthi first of all you shouldn't acknowledge abantu abafana labo Joanna Mamombe as officials who are MDC representatives in Parliament, the individuals who are caught up in this. When, what do you have to say when they, when he says sentiments such as, you know, we're following the laws of the land?
Look at the constitution yet. The constitution yet is very clear. But abantu bale lungelo lokuthengisela nxa bengasukisekanga lokwenza ngokhulumeni.
Kodwa yena uthi bakhona abantu who had property that was broken and more.
Imithetho yena leyo elandelwa ngokhulumeni imithetho engekho constitutional ngamanje, imithetho ezingavele singakumbuzwa ngayo ngoba yimithetho yabantu abafuna ukugqibezela abanye abangafuni ukulandela amalungelo abantu. So imithetho yabayikhulumayo
So when ngombono wakho, would you say which this is an infringement on Joanna's rights?
Yes, this is a gross infringement of Joanna's rights. She's been handled in a manner that is unconstitutional, that is illegal, and it's been bordering on inhumanity. She's basically been denied inhumanity. We cannot arrest the person in that manner. And support that government is legitimate.
Let's meet same time, next place. Oliver Lesayo, Mike Owe, bye-bye.